This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast on the 29th of April, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined today by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller with the news, including the possible negative impact of a final farm labor rule and an online resource that helps with the enormous stresses on the farm. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin still has moisture in the forecast for Indiana after spottier weekend rains than expected. And it was a quiet session for grains and oilseeds Friday. The markets finished mixed. Brian Basting is here with market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
Farm Credit Mid-America is a lender that has farmers' backs. With its patronage program, they give patronage-eligible customer owners a portion of their profits as cash. This year, Indiana patronage-eligible customer owners have gotten back more than $66 million. It's one more way Farm Credit Mid-America is showing up for farmers and strengthening rural communities. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. For more on patronage eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Another H2A burden and focusing in on your mental health. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. On Friday, the U.S. Department of Labor issued a final rule regarding the H2A program for migrant workers. The agency says the rule would, quote, strengthen protections for farm workers. However, our C.J. Miller spoke with one Indiana ag leader who says that rule could instead create a burden for Hoosier farmers.
The proposed rule that is leading up to this was just very, very problematic for American agriculture. And so our view is nothing positive can come out of the final rule.
Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. He's also a native of Benton County, Indiana. Even though he and his team are currently reading through the language of that final rule, Connor says the direction of the rule could negatively impact farm operations.
The Department of Labor just seems determined to grant an enormous number of new worker rights for farm workers out there. These rights are important, but yet at the same time, they really can't come at the expense of the freedom and the oversight on our farms and ranches, and pitting farmers, you know, individual farmers out there against union organizers and basically anybody else that they would like to bring on our farms and ranches to oversee these farm operations. And just not the direction we should be going at this point. Our farmers do not need any burden placed upon them during these kind of times.
Connor says he's been pushing for farm labor reform, but this isn't it.
Our hope and our goal for labor reform, if you will, is to increase access to workers for American agriculture. It's not to go down the path of these proposed Biden rules that are now going final, which is basically to give workers unprecedented rights to disrupt farm production on these farms and ranches. Our goal is quite the opposite. We want these farms and ranchers to have full access to as much labor as they need to keep food production in this country and not overseas somewhere.
You can hear my full conversation with Chuck Connor at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm C.J. Miller.
Keystone Cooperative is centered on delivering the farmer-owned cooperative of the future, starting today. We are owned and operated by more than 10,000 Hoosier farmers centered on the valued relationships that have built and grown the cooperative for 100 years. Keystone specializes in refined fuels, home heat, agronomy, grain, animal nutrition, and swine production. We strive to lead, serve, grow, and embrace our cooperative advantage. Keystone Cooperative. Centered on you.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Farm Bureau and other ag organizations are working to break the stigma of mental health in farm country. Studies show that farmer suicide rates are several times higher than the national average. Farm Bureau Managing Director of Member Engagement, Jessica Cabrera.
There are just so many unpredictable experiences in farming. Experiences such as natural disasters, lots of financial uncertainty, fluctuating markets, labor shortages, trade disruptions. There's so many factors that contribute to extreme stress for farmers and ranchers. And they also often live in a very isolated setting, which can compound the issue. I think it's really important to break the stigma around mental health challenges.
She says if you or someone you know is struggling, the Farm State of Mind website as many resources to help.
You'll find a national resource directory that is searchable. You'll find helpful tips like how to help someone in emotional pain or how to start a conversation with someone. We have a peer-to-peer support community resource called Togetherall. That resource offers a space for farm family members ages 16 and older, a way to express themselves anonymously and to receive and give peer support.
And Cabrera adds that anyone can be an advocate for mental health in rural America.
Let everyone know it's okay not to be okay. Just reducing that stigma alone, encouraging those who are struggling to reach out for help and to let them know that reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness.
For more info, visit that website, fb.org/farmstateofmind. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network. Pest management in the field is like playing cards. You play an insecticide card, a fungicide card, and a miticide card, and hope you beat your insect and disease opponents. Win the pest management game with Prevam from Rovinza Next, a 3-in-1 insecticide, fungicide, and miticide that's both fast-acting and decreases spray runoff. Prevam from Rovinza Next is your tank mix ace in the hole. To learn more about Prevam, call Eric McClaskey at 765-401-3038 or visit RovinzaNext.com. Global presence, local know-how, Rovinza Next.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've still got moisture that wants to try and head towards us. I'll be honest with you, this weekend so far has turned out much better than I had been concerned about. I thought we could see rain inundation be a term that we have to talk about here across the state, but we got by with more hit-and-miss activity, and I'm not complaining. But the frontal boundary that's trying to come through today will hit all of us. I'm looking for 100% coverage with showers and even a few thunderstorms. Moisture totals look to be the heaviest in the southern and southwestern parts of Indiana. That's where the thunderstorms can pop up. And right now I'm going to pencil in 1/4 to 1 inch. I think most of us are going to stay 1/2 inch or less. But again, that southern Indiana area, we have to watch for thunderstorms, and those could linger overnight into early tomorrow morning, ultimately bumping rain totals a bit. But the state clears out through the balance of Tuesday. We're right away seeing some sunshine in the north, and we see clouds give way to sunshine in the south. Wednesday at this point, watching another weather system try and build off to our west. It does split, though, so this is less likely to give us moisture for Wednesday. Again, this is a good news item. I think we're going to be seeing clouds and limited sunshine to start, better sunshine potential in the afternoon. Thursday, we have moisture again building to the west. So you know what? The western part of the Corn Belt is going to be seeing plenty of rain this week. East, we're not seeing as strong of a pattern. I think overnight Thursday night through Friday, we have to deal with some rain showers. 1/4 to 3/4 inch coverage around 90% of the Hoosier State. And then we're back to dry weather for Saturday the 4th. And I think we'll keep that dry weather into Sunday the 5th as well. Watching a system develop in the Missouri Valley late weekend and into early parts of next week. I think that brings some moisture in here for Monday the 6th. But at this point, I'm going to say once again, scattered. Right now, 1/4 to 3/4 inch is what I'll pencil in, holding on potentially through Tuesday afternoon. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
From the Farm Bill to foreign farmland ownership and international trade, ag policy is having a big impact on Indiana farming operations. The Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Ag Policy Podcast provides in-depth coverage on these and many other important and complex issues. Get the details behind the headlines with the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, hosted by Eric Pfeiffer. You can find it at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
A whisper quiet Friday in mixed grains and oil seeds. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. Only wheat higher. The corn and beans didn't lose too much ground. We'll have settlements momentarily. We begin with market analysis, and I grabbed that right near the end of trade from Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. A quiet Friday as we wrap up the week. It's been up and down, mostly gains in Chicago wheat, and that's how it's wrapping up the week as well on Friday. Brian, assess the movement in the markets overall through the course of the week, if you would, for starters.
Well, thanks for having me at this point in time, Andy. We're looking at some changes in the market, and I think you hit the nail on the head. Wheat is a leader at this point. It is very dry in Russia. As your listeners know, Russia has dominated the world wheat market the last 2 years in terms of being the number one exporter, and the market takes notice We rallied about 80 cents now in Kansas City, not quite that much in Chicago. But there's a problem with dryness in Russia right now, and that could have a ripple effect onto the corn moving forward here. Beans, not so much in that respect, but corn, wheat is a leader at the moment. Corn, there's some things changing, Andy, that I think your listeners need to be aware of. I still think it's important to remember that the carryout is projected over 2 billion bushel for this year compared to about 1.112 for each of the last two or three years. But the planting season is off to an uneven start, I guess is the word I'd use. As your listeners know, it's been a bit challenging in the east with the rain, a bit behind average. In contrast, you go out west, it's a bit dry in parts of Kansas, Missouri. Some of those areas have actually got a great planting start. But the point being, it's an uneven planting start, not horrible, but not perfect. And now we got some rain moving in. So this will be critical now as you get in this last few days of April into the first week in May, how prompt or how rapidly we can get this crop planted, critical for corn. So next two or three weeks. So a wet forecast here for this weekend into early next week. Another thing, Andy, another end of the spectrum is that the dry season seems to be kicking in for Brazil. So maybe it's taken a little bit of the expectations of the crop size down there. So the other thing is Argentina's got a corn stunt disease. So that's trimming the yield back. All those things together have fueled just enough short covering. It's not exactly a roaring rally here by any means, but enough to fuel some short covering here and a little bit of uncertainty as we wrap up the month of April here.
It is pretty steady here on a Friday, but you also look at the dollar index, which is up 500 points. Is that capping gains, essentially?
Yeah, I always look at the strength of the dollar as a secondary but important factor, and it doesn't help the exports for U.S. grains when the dollar gets stronger. Obviously, it makes our product more expensive to a foreign buyer. All else being equal, it's negative. So that's something to keep an eye on moving forward, because it certainly has been a strong rally in the dollar here lately as we continue to move into 24 here. But I'd say top of the list right now is the competitor supply. And when I say competitors for corn, for example, we're talking about Brazil and Argentina and Ukraine. And then for competitors for beans, of course, we're talking about Brazil and Argentina. And those are a little bit more uncertain for corn because of the corn dryness that's developing there. And not a drought. I don't want to paint a catastrophic picture by any means in Brazil, but maybe taking a top end off things. Maybe a bigger story is that Argentina crop, because of that corn stunt disease. It's really some of your long-time listeners, Andy, might recall back in the early 2000s, we had a late disease called the soybean aphids that really, really crushed our soybean crop. I think it was back in 2003, but these surprises are always there. I'm not paralleling that. I'm just saying that to keep an eye on that, but just enough to keep the market on edge here and stabilize things, for lack of a better phrase.
Long, long time listeners. Are you calling them old timers, essentially?
Well, I definitely, I've been doing this, so I have to put myself in that camp. So, it's an unknown. Let's put it that way. We've never seen the magnitude of this infestation, is the word they're using, of these corn leafhoppers in Argentina. And it's something to keep an eye on. They're in the harvest right now, very early stages. We can follow that the next month or two.
Brian Basting, Market Analysis. Brian is with Advanced Trading. His phone number there, 309-664-2314. Settlements now from Friday's trading day. May corn goes down a penny, 440, down 2 pennies on the July 450, and December 473.5, losing 2.75. Similar movement in soybean futures. May 1159.5, down 3.25. July 2.5 lower, 1177.25, and Novi down 0.75, 1174.75. May wheat up just a penny though, 603.25. July up a penny and 3/4, 622.25. The meats mixed. June live cattle, 178.57, a gain of 77 cents. Down $2.52 for June lean hogs, 102.47. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.